Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. You want to give AJ some advice?
Oh.
He's going to DMV today.
Right.
203-882-9757. That's kind of like someone's going off to war or someone's going off to
a
trip in the jungle.
Right. Those have done it before. Some tidbits, some tips. Right.
Don't talk to strangers. It's like a child is leaving the house to go to the bus stop.
Right.
All right. Don't talk to strangers.
Right, right. Don't touch anything. Yep. Right.
Make sure you got your lunchbox.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
These are all good things to know.
All right. Advice for AJ?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go. Sean and Shelton.
Hello, Sean.
Yes, hello. How are we doing, guys?
Good.
I know your advice will not be prepared.
Okay. You guys bashed the DMV so bad.
No, we didn't.
No.
I went to the phones. What did I do? I went to the phones.
Right.
You did it.
Okay, so what are you guys trying to do?
Well, I'm getting a title.
A title for a car.
Yes.
Lost title out of...
No, I satisfied the lien, so I'm getting a new
title. Oh, you work at Bridgeport DMV?
Yes. So what did you bring a lien release letter?
Yes, I do. I have that, yes.
You have the lien release letter.
Now, the last time you went there, tell them what happened.
I went over there, and they called. They said between.
Now, he never online. He made the appointment, never pressed confirm.
Never pressed confirm. So,
so he showed up.
A lot.
Didn't have a confirmation.
It happens
number.
A lot.
That's what the guy
it
said.
It happens a lot.
It happens a lot. Okay. You don't see the blue confirm thing.
What does that tell you? Fix it.
Okay. I'm not Tony, so you have to call the commissioner if he's busy doing interviews, but you can call him. He's got a direct number.
Okay, what are you saying here? He's busy doing interviews. He's on News 8. He's over here. He's over there. How about like showing up at the office and fixing stuff?
Okay, I have to go there today.
Not do this. Okay, so make sure you have a lien release your stuff. Okay. Once you have that lien release letter and settlement is thing, it should go smoothly.
Sean, can we go back to it happens a lot? When something happens a lot where you're turning people away, don't you think maybe something should be fixed?
That's what the guy at the door says.
I agree with you.
Okay.
I 100% agree with you. Right. I think they should, there's no recourse for somebody elderly that can't get on, they got to make phone calls, sit like you're
listening
to elevator music to you. Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
I think that
we got to get this guy on. Have we made that? But is he coming on? Is the DOT commissioner coming on?
We're working on it. I'm waiting on a date.
Okay.
Great. Waiting for a confirmation.
This is like waiting in line at DMV. Make sure you press confirm at the end of the appointment.
Okay, again, I'm going there today.
and I'm going to tell you, listen, you didn't ask for a courtesy. You see, you got
a courtesy. That's an option?
You could have asked somebody. Where were you? What branch?
Bridgeport.
You went to Bridgeport?
Yeah.
Your branch.
Yeah. The very nice guy in the out. The very nice guy.
What is a courtesy? Is that like a mulligan?
No, that's like being nice and,
I was very polite.
Nice things happen to nice people.
Right. I was very polite. I was very polite, very respectful. The very nice gentleman in the guard
outfit. Hold it. Wait, what is a courtesy?
I don't know.
A courtesy is if you're nice and they say, and you say, let's say you left something. We're customer service friendly.
Yes.
Okay. No matter what people say, you can bash anybody. With social media, you can bash anybody.
That's true. I get it.
I really want to talk to you about this customer friendly thing because, if something happens a lot where you're turning people away, you have a meeting and you fix it.
No. You got to understand, okay? One thing people don't understand, they think you come in there, you give me a title, you give me this, you give me that. You show me this document, whether it's registration, there's a lot behind the scenes. There are 7-8 computers running on that screen. You are looking for verification. You are looking for stolen VIN numbers. You are looking for A, B, C, D. So while they're sitting here and you think they're chatting, they're waiting for some federal computer to kick back that his car ain't stolen.
Gotcha.
You're waiting for that there's not something going on. Same with the licensing.
That's funny. We're checking that, but we're not checking. Forget it.
No.
I just want to stick this pen right in my head right now and end it all.
You probably shouldn't do that.
all the immigration.
Just talking to DMV makes me nuts. Sorry. Hey, Sean.
You guys.
I got to get your number. Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. I love this guy.
Yeah, so do I.
He's more helpful in 30 seconds than, an hour on their website.
I'll probably see
that
him later
guy
on
should
today.
Be in charge of something. A couple was arrested on a Sunday in connection to having sex while drunk in the Waffle House parking lot in Loganville.
Nice. Got her in Loganville.
According to the Loganville police report, an officer saw the woman and male engaging in a sexual act in the backseat of a Dodge truck.
Oh.
It was around 1:30 in the morning. The car smelled strongly of alcohol.
Oh. Well, how else do you tip the waitress?
The officer told the couple to get dressed and show him their licenses. While the man immediately put his pants on and complied, the woman simply sat in the passenger seat.
Oh. Okay.
Does she need a license to
right.
do that?
She's freelance.
The officer had to tell her numerous times to put her clothes on.
Right. You didn't say mother may I.
But when the female finally got dressed, she attempted to put a cheeseburger on her foot as a sandal.
That's hammered. I mean, she ate the shoe. What did I just eat?
I was
then?
Wondering where my sandal went.
Right.
Damn it.
I thought that cheeseburger was all be tough.
It's going to be very difficult to pass that tomorrow.
Oh.
That says a lot about Waffle House food.
Yep.
Like I ate my sandal.
didn't
even think twice about it.
It was smothered.
Difference.
It was covered. Right. It was scattered.
Right. It tasted like cheese. Wow. Mm. That's funny. Oh, I'd love to see a video of that one.
The officer performed a breathalyzer test on the two. The man blew a 0.154. The woman blew a 0.216.
She's like, I got to blow something else.
It's like, how many things do I have to blow here tonight?
I just had a Belgian waffle for Christ's sake.
I just ate a sandal.
Right.
You know. Come on.
I'm about to blow chunks.
That's the third.
The officer wrote in the report that both suspects were very loud and argumentative with the officers and each other during the test.
Oh, that's never good.
And they staggered when they walked and barely made sense when speaking.
Right.
Well, once you eat a sandal.
Right. And she was staggered because, you know, not much traction on a cheeseburger.
The man told the officer that they had walked from Brucey's to the truck.
Oh.
Which had been parked in the lot all day. Both suspects were arrested on public drunkenness and loitering charges.
Right. They paid the bill, though. That's always good. I've been drunk many times.
ate a sandal or tried to wear a cheeseburger as a shoe.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's hammered.
Man, my whole world is upside down. I guess I'm about to be the laughing stock of the town. I heard from my cousin this a dozen or more, and I found the sheriff's badge on the bedroom floor.
Meet me at the Waffle House. This will be a little bit of a debate, I think.
Okay.
Should moms get a free pass and not have to return shopping carts? People on Instagram have been ripping into a psychiatrist in L.A. for saying moms shouldn't have to return their shopping carts at grocery stores.
Really?
Her argument is you shouldn't be expected to leave your kids alone in the car to go do it.
Huh.
Here's the clip.
I'm not returning my shopping cart, and you can judge me all you want. I'm not getting my groceries into my car, getting my children into the car, and then leaving them in the car to go return the cart. So if you're going to give me a dirty look,
huh.
How far
she feels strongly about that.
I'm with her.
You're only gone for a couple of moments. You can see.
Here we go.
You can see the kids in the car.
Here we go.
Then lock the door of the car. You're only gone for a couple of seconds. You're not bringing it back into the store.
Let's leave the kids in the hot car.
How far away are we parking?
For a moment. Those cart corrals, there's like three or four of them per parking lot. They, you know, Not that far away.
Did she park in the wrong parking lot? Maybe she parked across the street from the place you're shopping.
Yeah.
Okay. Every stupid moron can leave their car anywhere they want, but the mom who has three kids in the car and just grocery shop, has to bring it back.
The stupid moron should be bringing theirs back too.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, but my car's gonna get dinged because you didn't want to leave your kid for 5 seconds.
No, you can get out of the car and move the cart. Or park somewhere in the lot.
Oh, I hate
where there's
that.
Not a car.
See, I see that to me. I mean, you don't just leave the cart around because they become like flying objects when the wind happens. I've watched those things ding cars from a distance. Mm. It's a nasty mark.
Hey, look, I'm with you. I put my carts back.
Yep.
I used to do that thing where I put the front wheels up on a curb somewhere and
so
be
it
like,
can't
hey.
Roll. So, Cameron, I used to do that too many years ago.
I talked about it on the air. You guys hammered me. I'm like, you know what? You're right.
Yeah, bring
now
it back.
Now I'm a corral person.
Bring it back. Yes.
But if you're a mom and you got a bunch of kids, fine. Whatever.
What you mean, five kids?
We'll deal with it.
How many kids did you bring with you?
All right, so if you leave one kid in the car.
It's only for a second.
Or five kids in the car.
It's only for a second. Lock the door.
Leave them in the car.
Lock the door.
In the hot weather.
Yeah.
90 degrees.
It's 5 seconds.
Is it 5 seconds?
Yeah, you're just going from the car, putting the corral, and walking right back again.
Chris in Beacon Falls.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I got something quick about the shopping cart thing. I have two kids. They're young. They're two and four. My wife got into a argument with an employee once. You know, they were babies at the time. She got them in the car. She put the cart up on the curb so it didn't roll away.
Yeah.
The guy gave her a nasty look and said, oh, you're too lazy to put it back. My wife's calm, but you put her in a corner, she'll lose it. She's like, I got two kids in the car. You know, there's some crazy people out there. I'm not going to walk across parking lot with two babies to put the cart back. And the guy kind of he stepped back a little bit, but yeah, I get it. If you got kids, let the carts go. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Leave the cart there.
Out there. They'll run into your car, grab your
I'm
kids,
with you.
You know?
There's too many crazy people ready to steal babies.
So here's an idea.
You got a guy like AJ. No one's gonna confront him in a parking lot because he's crazy as it is.
Well, no. Then have your kid push the cart back to the car. The corral.
Yeah.
Have the kid push it. All right. So you monitor one kid. You keep an eye on the kid. The kid puts the cart back in there, and then you walk back. Come back to mommy. Get him started at an early age.
Mommy's got a task for you.
Exactly.
We have a lollipop waiting for you if you make it back alive.
Exactly. Make it worth the kids' while. You want to open those potato chips earlier? Put the cart back.
Time to toughen up.
Exactly.
Get with life.
Exactly. Yeah, I had to put the cart back. I went shopping with my mom.
Ed in East Haven.
What kid doesn't want to push the cart?
Hey, I got three kids. I take them to the store all the time. And yeah, you put them in the car, you lock the door, and you put your cart away.
Exactly.
Okay. You're going to be busted on a hot day.
No, you know, on a hot day, crack the window open a little bit.
Wait. If my son is sleeping and I got to run into the convenience store to grab a gallon of milk, am I supposed to take him out of this car?
Yeah.
And wake him up?
You are.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You are.
You're on crack.
No.
I'm going to wake my kid up.
Yeah,
no. He's sleeping.
You're supposed to. You're going
to
leave your kid in the car.
I had to put him to sleep in the first place.
You think it's going to be a second. It's not going to be a second. You go in that store and you get behind the lottery ticket person.
Chaz, how many times did you run into the store and leave little Chaz in the car when he was
never.
There? Never?
Never.
He's behind the wheel.
Never. No, I never let him out of my sight.
Right.
No.
See, my dad's
no, it's a pain in the ass.
It's
a major pain in the ass, but I never even in just running in for milk. No, you're out of the car. You're in my arm.
That's why I just leave him home.
You're leaving a one-year-old in the back of a car and out of your sight in a parking lot. Especially now when cars are stolen every 5 seconds.
You're locking the car, right?
How old is the child?
You pick an age.
You
pick an age.
The Kia boys will raise them.
My youngest is three. youngest is three.
You leave him in the car.
For a couple seconds?
Right. What town?
To the store or something? Yeah.
Shouldn't. Any town.
My dad put me behind the wheel.
So I'm going to the pizza place to pick up a couple pizzas. I'm supposed to take him out of the car and bring him in the pizza place with me?
Yes.
Then I carry a kid of pizza.
What's that?
I mean, I'm going to drop something, and I'm not dropping my pizza.
No, hell no. That's right. Because you're a good pizza lover.
At least you have your priorities straight.
Exactly.
As long as you know your priorities.
You wait all week for Pizza Friday, damn it.
Hey.
USC
hey,
every day.
Oh, that's a little kidnapping getting in the way of my pizza experience.
Hey, it's a good pizza.
Really off topic, but that accident in Fairfield between 20 and 21.
Well.
I just passed it. It's right before exit 20. It's an 18-wheeler in the ditch in the side of the road.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Over through the guardrail.
Yeah.
Hope they're okay.
So that's what stopped.
They probably saw a baby running across the highway trying to get home after being left in a parking lot.
With a pizza in his hand.
What are you known for?
Right.
It's a chance for us to get to know you a little bit better.
Yeah. Everybody's known for something.
I'm known for hanging up, but you think I'm known for telling people, talking to the mouthpiece.
Yes.
Comedian Dan Brown is known for not being the guy who wrote
Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, right. Da Vinci Code.
Right. The other guy did that.
I wrote the Leonardo Code.
Right.
Ruth is the vegan.
Right.
Justin is the tall guy.
Yep. The tall guy.
203-882-9757. Bedelia in Portland.
Yes. Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Good.
I'm known for being very clumsy. And also for living in an RV in a field.
Right.
Yeah, you're known for a lot of things, like hitting your husband in the head with a cue ball.
Right, that's why you call him cue ball.
Yeah. Well, on Memorial Day, I saved a turtle.
Nice.
And then...
But you're not known for that.
Right, right. It's something you do.
Well, no, I'm known for saving animals.
Right.
Okay,
I think if we boiled down everything, you're known for living in an RV that doesn't drive.
Right.
Living in an RV in a field.
Yes. You're known for that.
Yes, definitely. And giving you guys interesting stories.
Right. Sometimes we're still baffled by.
All right. Thank you, Bedelia.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Big Chris.
Hey, I'm known for great barbecue and a sense of humor, so I always get invited to the picnic.
No, you got
to
boil it down to one.
Yeah,
we can't
one
do
thing.
These two or three things.
Yeah, no, one thing.
Which one?
The one thing you're known for.
Barbecue. I do excellent barbecue, so I'm always getting invited. I help clean up, I help set up, and I'm just a great guest. And so that's my main thing.
So you're known for modest. Barbecue. Known for barbecue.
Yes.
Known for your great barbecue.
Nice.
That's good.
What's
to
your
know.
Signature barbecue dish?
Generally, I like to do obviously ribs and chicken and stuff like that. That's my major thing. But scallops wrapped in bacon.
Okay, that sounds pretty good.
You had me at hello.
You make your own barbecue sauce?
Yes.
What do you put in it?
Ketchup. Let's see here. I put a little hot sauce in it.
Worcestershire?
Sometimes it depends on what I'm cooking. Yeah.
You don't sound like you're known for your barbecue.
You stop it yourself?
You're kind of like reaching in the air now for ingredients on barbecue sauce.
I don't want to step on Chris's toes here, but I could be known for barbecue myself. I spent several years as a pitmaster.
Uh-oh, barbecue buff. How many jobs you had?
Let's barbecue. Several.
Well, the CIA moves them around every 5 minutes.
Every so often I got to take a different cover, pick up a different cover.
I'm calling you up, Big Chris. I don't think you know how to barbecue.
Actually, I do, bro. I'm just saying. I just, tomato sauce. I use tomato sauce, ketchup. I use brown sugar, some onion, garlic, and stuff like that, fresh onion.
And stuff like that.
And I marinate my meats overnight. That's important. marinate the meat overnight.
Right.
Yeah, but these are simple things that I know.
Right.
I didn't hear any Master Chef stuff yet.
You do a dry rub too, or what?
All right. I think you're going to have to come here and make us barbecue, then we'll decide.
Showdown at the barbecue corral. Showdown at the barbecue corral.
See what I did there, Big Chris?
Nice. Manipulation.
I have no problem doing that, my friends. I love you guys. I'd love to cook for you.
All right. Thank you, brother.
There you go. Nice.
Bye.
All right.
It's all come full circle. Showdown at the Golden Corral.
Mattitude.
Hey, good morning, guys, again.
I don't know if I want to eat the barbecue now.
Here's George's barbecue.
Here's yours, Chaz.
Chaz is known for being in the bathroom today.
mine was Bully Crusher.
You're a Bully Crusher.
A Bully Crusher.
Mm-hmm. You're a Bully Crusher.
Oh.
Something British.
Bully I never crusher. Stood
you know,
for that stuff.
Can I
you
say to those bullies, you were the bully?
Right. You were a bully to
no,
bullies.
No, I was not.
Okay. The enforcer.
The enforcer.
If I see a little kid or a little guy getting beat up by some guy, I'm like, why don't you try me?
Oh, that's cool.
And they're like, oh, wow. And back in high school, I'm still 6'3". Back in high school, I was 220 pounds.
Holy crap.
Why don't they try you? So they use you to beat the kid up.
Where were you when I was growing
you don't
up?
Pick on... Pardon me?
Where were you when I was growing up?
I would have had your back 100%.
Man. Nice.
This is like every awesome after-school movie.
Yeah.
This is exactly what we want Mattitude to show up.
My Bodyguard Live.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that movie. Who was it? Matt Dillon? And
Matt Dillon was a bully, yeah. And you had Chris Makepeace and that tall guy who ended up being in Full Metal Jacket. Can't think of his
exactly.
name.
Right. Yeah, I can't think of it. No, I was a bully crusher, but I did it because my father raised me right.
Wow, that's cool. All right. Thank you, Mattitude. Yeah.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
All right.
You too.
We're asking you to call in what you're known for.
Yes.
Or what you were known for.
Either or.
203-882-9757. Because, you know, the golden baby that was born in the
toilet yeah.
of the Golden Corral.
Yep.
Will always be known for being born in a toilet yep. at the Golden Corral.
Exactly.
G-String Gordon.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Chaz, AJ, Justin, the comedian in the studio. I don't remember what his name was. I'm known for a lot of things, as you know. Maybelline, I called in the other day for the Bully Crusher. I got quick wit. Here's a little joke for you.
Okay.
Quick wit. I can't see you. I don't know where you got your shoes, but I know where you got them.
So you know for rambling.
You ready for
right? No idea.
There's a punchline?
I can't see your shoes, but I know where you got them.
Payless?
You got them on your feet.
Ah, okay. Boom, boom, boom.
That was
okay.
quick wit.
That was very quick.
This is what you're known
what
for.
You're known
very
for.
Quick. You're a quick wit.
I'm known for a wide variety of things. Quick wit, quick tempered, but that's just quick wit for you today.
Gotcha.
No, but see, this is the hard thing. This is what businesses struggle with. Like, what are we going to be known for?
Right. You got pinned by one thing.
Like Walmart, low prices.
Right.
This is why they're so successful.
Those are shoppers. Maybe it's all of us.
Well, that's a side effect.
Gotcha.
All right. Thank you. Wait, hold it. Hold it. Why are you called G-String?
Well, because I was at a girl's house years ago, and she said her mom wasn't coming home for an hour, and her father wasn't going to be. So we're stripped down. I finished off on her.
Okay. Never mind. Let me hit the dump button.
We had to ask.
That's what
can you
for
just
now.
Hold it. Can you just go to the G-string part?
Right.
Okay. Make a long story short, I grabbed a pair of her drawers, put them on not knowing. I go with my friends down to Seaside Park at the Point back in the day. I bent over to tie my shoe. My friend says, holy shit.
Holy crap.
Okay. You got to go. You got to go.
Thanks, G-string.
And that's what he's known for now.
Right. Holy yes.
Cursing.
First of all.
How do you not know? When you're picking them up, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
It's like picking up a slingshot.
If you accidentally pick up your girl's G-string and you put it on.
Right. You know what you're doing.
You know what's happening.
You know what you're doing.
Immediately,
right.
Your butt says, this is something's in the crack that should not be in the crack.
This feels different.
This feels different.
Why would I have put an eye patch right. down below?
Is this some kind of mask?
Hey, what's in my
crack?
Yeah. I don't know, yeah. G-string.
All right.
That's
your story. You're sticking
but
to it.
But okay, that's your story.
I told you, you can keep that G-string, too.
He's yeah. definitely known for the G-string.
He's the G-string guy.
Exactly. So known for that.
Oh, let me tell you about my quick wit. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Tony and Trumbull.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am known for, if I made it, it's going to be delicious.
Known for good cooking.
We're talking
most
about
definitely
food. Okay.
Right.
You're known for your cooking.
And Chaz, I'm happy to prove it to you. Not like Mr. Garlic powder, onion powder, some other stuff.
Ha, ha, ha. Wow, you heard that.
Some other stuff.
Sounds like a challenge.
Right. Oh, wow. We're going to be fed.
Oh, that would be fun, Ruth. That would be so fun.
We'll have a cooking challenge.
Wow.
Not right. sure how we do vegan barbecue, but I'm up for that challenge, too.
Right. Vegan barbecue.
No, we got
barbecue.
The monk fruit and star fruit. We got all kinds of vegan options. So
barbecue.
We can hook Ruth up.
Now that's someone who sounds like they know how to cook.
Barbecued carrots.
Right. Barbecued carrots. All right, Tony. Thank you.
They look like ribs. Kind of.
203-882-9757. We're learning a lot about the tribe right now.
Yes.
Now we know where G-String came from.
I'm afraid of you.
We know that Al's got a plaque in his shed.
Yes, we do.
With rules.
Right.
Jeff in Monroe.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Good.
I am known for my military armament.
Oh.
Are you Iron Man?
Are you the guy who...
I think Chaz...
Yes.
Yep. I think Chaz can attest to this.
Yes. He gave me the... inert missile.
Gotcha.
That's in my office at home now.
It is inert, right?
Proudly displayed. Yeah. I hope it's inert.
Oops.
Oh, wait. Here's the inert one right here.
I gave Chaz the wrong one. Yeah, what's that mushroom called in Oxford?
Incoming!
Oops.
Right, you tap it, it goes off.
Yeah, thank you for that, by the way. That's really cool.
That's what I'm known for. Everybody knows that. The stuff hits the fan that everybody's coming to my house.
The poop hits the fan, yeah.
Oh, so some of your stuff's not inert.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right.
Oh, wow, you're that guy.
Wow, so you're our friend.
You have, like, cool stuff.
You're our friend.
What's one of your prized possessions?
Vehicles and stuff like that, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
What's one of your prized possessions that you could talk about on the air?
Probably my Humvee with the 50 cal on it.
Nice. No tailgaters, that's for sure. You point it backwards?
Really?
Yeah, I'm giving you a wipe. At least 500 feet.
That's right.
Yep.
Someone leaves a shopping cart out in the middle of the parking lot. There you go. Right. Attach the belt. Sam, what are you known for?
I am known for being a redhead.
Oh. Okay. Gotcha.
Being a ginger. Yeah.
A ginger, yeah. Sometimes they say people have no soul if you're a ginger, but I like to screw with them when they say that.
Right.
That's a good thing, being known as a redhead.
Right.
Or is it a pain in the ass?
Which one is it for you?
Depends on the situation. Sometimes they're like, oh, you're going to be the first person that would be killed in a horror movie. Like, you're that token redhead.
Right.
Oh.
Or if the cop's looking for a redhead, it's really bad.
Yeah, that's true. To like hide and shave my head.
Yeah, go to Scandinavia or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. But I just wanted to say hi to Chaz as well. I'm from Woodbury, so I'm from the neck of the woods.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, redhead.
Hello. Redhead. Hello. Sam from Woodbury.
Get me Sam the ginger.
Get me Sam the redhead from Woodbury. That's exactly how you'd be known in like medieval times.
Right. I might need to start using that as like my introductory on Tinder or something.
Lady Sam the ginger from Woodbury.
Lady Sam the ginger of Woodbury. Right.
How you be announced.
So is it weird, like, when you go somewhere and you see another redhead, do you guys, like, acknowledge each other?
No, they have to fight. There could be only one. Like the Highlander.
Yeah, kind of. It's kind of like a sisterhood, brotherhood, camaraderie, I would argue.
Yeah.
Now,
it's easy to strike up a conversation with another redhead.
They take the swords.
When it's because it's so rare. Yeah.
There can be only one.
Yes, and I am one of three, and my sister is also a redhead, so we got a lot of a ginger in the family.
Nice. May I say ginger roots?
And where does this come from, your mother's side or your father's side?
Well, my mom was born in Ireland,
That'll do it.
He was the redhead. My dad was actually the redhead, but he's from Detroit.
Was he Eric the redhead?
Yeah, my dad was a redhead. He was a carrot top.
So my niece is a redhead. And her dad and her mom are not redheads.
It skips a gene sometimes.
Yeah, my grandmother on my father's side is.
Generation, yep.
Yeah.
Like my sister got brains.
Yeah, you have to like.
Yeah, how it is.
It skips a generation. Yep. It's a little funky. Yeah, but I've always loved being a redhead. I've always loved kind of like the attention that it brought, and it makes you stand out, but like in a good way.
It's very pretty.
Yes.
Sam, the ginger of Woodbury.
Lady Sam, the ginger of Woodbury.
Right.
I'm like half a redhead, and like when I was younger, people would always come up to me like, yo, you look like Carrot Top, yo. And I really don't look anything like him.
No,
like,
it's just because your hair was
longer and reddish.
So you pulled a pie out of your trunk and threw it in their face?
Right. Yeah. The people come up to you and you're like, yo, you look like the Wendy's chick.
Oh, you should put your hair in pigtails, walk into a Wendy's and watch them freak out. She's here. Look, Betsy.
The boss is here.
Look, Betsy.
Well, thanks for checking in, Sam.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I hope you guys have a great day.
You too.
You too, Lady Sam.
Wayne on the road.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, growing up, I was always known as a kid that wore the tough skins.
Oh, you poor thing.
Hold it.
You kindred spirit. Another person has been abused.
Don't you have a song about it?
Yes.
You think Justin can find that?
I hope so.
I don't know where the hell Phil put it.
No. Look for tough skins.
Yeah, Google.
As I got older, though, I got the nickname Herb. Because if anybody wanted anything, I had what they wanted.
I mean, Herb, yes.
Herb.
Right, you're Herb, but you're Herb.
But they called him Herb as a code.
For Herb, nice.
Yeah.
That's when you like those Tuscan pockets.
Well, my father's name was Herb, so
right.
It kind of worked.
Right. And the good thing with the Tuscan's pants is if the police chased you, you didn't wreck the pants.
Hold on. Dan, how old are you?
I'm 45.
Okay, do you know what Tuscans are?
Uh-uh.
No. Okay, explain.
Tuscans are the pants made by Sears.
Were made by Sears
that poor kids whose parents couldn't afford Levi's put them in.
Oh.
And
they also had the patch on the knees.
Inside the knee, which always got cold at the bus stop. It held on to cold.
That's why they were called tough skins.
I don't know why.
Because most jeans wore out at the knees.
I don't know why we didn't get like arthritis when we had a cold patch.
This is back when kids would play with toys and be on their knees pushing cars and trucks around.
Yeah, I used to have to come home from school and change into my tough skins.
Yep, exactly.
That's right.
I had to go to school in that crap.
I didn't do that, unfortunately, but.
Yeah. Yeah, tough skins.
When I got home, I always had to put my tough skins on.
The saying is tough skins, tough life.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody made fun of me.
Yep.
What did they say?
Did you have the one that had little planes on them?
Because everybody used to wear Levi's, and they used to all say they're going to get a collection up and buy me Tuscans.
Yep.
I mean, buy me Levi's.
They were going to put a jar next to the one over in 7-Eleven.
Felt bad for you.
Jerry's Kids and Tuscan jeans.
Yeah.
That was us. Us poor kids.
That's bad.
Oh.
Tough skins, tough life.
Well, for the price, you couldn't go wrong. They were only like, what, $7?
Yeah, you got like 9 pairs for the price of one Levi's.
Jonathan in Norwalk.
I'm known for cooking really good Italian food and ruining meatballs at every restaurant.
How you doing?
How do you ruin meatballs?
Oh, because yours are really good?
Yeah, my meatballs are the best meatballs you'll ever have.
Uh-oh.
Really?
My Nana taught me.
Oh, Nana balls. Nice.
Nana balls.
Nana balls are the best.
I'd love to have your Nana balls.
Nana balls are best.
Really, people always say that. Like, my meatballs are the best. Or my mother's meatballs are the best.
My Nana balls.
I really feel like we need to try all this best of the best stuff.
We must. We have best week.
We'll have a best of food fest.
Nice.
The best fest.
Eat fest.
Eat fest.
Right.
Feast fest. Feast fest.
Nice. He's in.
Feast fest.
I want to taste your mama's balls. Grandma's balls.
Just as bad.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's.
cold foam cold brew coffee and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,